Chapter 4. Deep Discipleship. Why isn't discipleship working like it used to? Chap Clark. Deep Design Step 1, Discernment, Now. In one of his last articles, Mike Iaconelli wrote, "Youth ministry as an experiment has failed."
Although the article caused a stir, Mike later told me, "All I want to do is recapture what we use to live and breathe. We hold kids' hands. We listen to their stories. We take them seriously. And somewhere along the way, we bring them to Jesus."
That's youth ministry. His article, he said, was really a plea to get back to our original calling. Today's kids seem tougher to reach, more distant and disconnected. Programs and events don't have the same impact they used to. Spiritual growth seems much slower and more erratic for most young disciples than even a few years ago. Even those kids who are deeply committed to Jesus Christ often seem to have gaping holes in the way they live out their faith compared to adolescent disciples of the past.
Whether it's struggles with lifestyle, that is, substance abuse or sexual behavior, or attitudes they can't seem to or even want to shake, that is, racism or spiritual arrogance, what we call discipleship doesn't seem to be working like it used to.
What has created such a sweeping shift? No one disputes that our culture has changed dramatically. Whether it's increasing consumerism and self-centeredness or the steady deterioration of the family as a central stabilizing influence, emerging generations are shaped by a vast array of cultural shifts. But I believe something even more foundational has changed the nature of adolescence itself. Over the last several decades, the support, nurture, and guidance adolescents receive and so desperately need from adults has eroded. As a result, by the time today's youth reach high school, many have developed a fatalistic cynicism that makes